Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we're coming at you with another Monday motivation. That's right. Folks, I hope you had a great weekend. And as we always do on the Monday Motivation, we give you something to kick you off strong going into the week and to have not only a productive week, but an impactful week. So today I wanted to just unpack this topic, just addressing don't force it. Yeah. Don't force it. And I thought about that because I played basketball some time ago, and out on the court, where we would go to, and those of you who aren't familiar with sports, aren't familiar with basketball, just bear with me a little bit. I'm going to break it down and make sure that we're all on the same page and we all can understand what the content is and what the gist is I want you to take away today. But I want to say don't force it, because it would be a couple of guys out there on a team. So think of any team sport. Right. And then you know that there's always one person who's always going to perform. And then that person is they show up early at work. They're the person who take the lead on the project. There's somebody, if they're on the court, then they're the one scoring a lot of points and they're doing a lot of the activity that's required to win in the end. Right. But I want to say this point, and I want to focus here on don't force it, because even as great as that team player might be, and even them being the star, everybody has a bad day. Everybody has a bad game. So taking that train of thought and taking that frame of mind for our point of reference today, I want you to think about somebody who usually is always good and always top dog. But then when they're on a bad day, or they're having a bad day, then they're still trying to shoot some shots that they usually would make, but they're missing. And it hasn't registered in their mind that they need to stop shooting. Or for somebody, maybe you're in the workplace, this is somebody who always does a great job on the presentation, but this is the day that they forget their notes. So now they're trying to lead the presentation as if they would when they had their notes, but they're not prepared. And I want to talk about don't force it, because a lot of us, if we're not careful, a lot of us are trying to get into industries where we have no business being. We're trying to get into industries where we're pursuing things to where we know that we've lost too much money. We're pursuing things to where we know we don't have the passion. We're pursuing things to where we know it's a bad business idea, a bad business decision. But yet we're just trying to tell somebody off or show somebody that we can do it. So today I want to tell you don't force it, right? And I'm saying that because I was talking with my wife the other day, and I have a graphic or an image that I posted on my Instagram, and it talks about the creative process. And I looked at it basically as the process of an entrepreneur. And it basically says, this is a great idea. This is a bad idea. I'm terrible. And then it goes down the list and it walks you basically through the mindset of somebody who's creating things, the mindset of somebody who's creating programs. And ultimately, just looking at it, I was like, man, I might say that I've done terribly, but I'll never say that I am terrible. Like, and as I was talking to my wife, I began to realize that that's a perspective thing. Because some of us, we might, like I said, have a terrible business idea. We might be in a terrible industry. Like, for instance, in the recession, trying to sell somebody things that aren't necessarily needed, but you're just trying to sell them on, I don't know, you're trying to sell somebody on whatever they call those things, a timeshare. And it's like, bruh, we're barely making ends meet, so why would I buy a timeshare to spend even more money to go somewhere that I have no desire to go to? So begin to think through that. Like, is what you're doing, is it time to give up that business? Is it time to stop trying to make something out of nothing? Because some of us, I mean, we know great people like your boy Thomas Edison with the light bulb. He tried 1,000 different ways to make it work, and then finally he made it work. ultimately, I'm sharing this with you today because I really think it's perspective. I truly think it's perspective because I don't know if it is people really forcing it. If we go back to the basketball reference, somebody could be shooting shots and they could be missing long three-pointers. But one thing my coach would always tell us, he would say, if you're missing threes, then you got to get to the basket. So drive and start laying the ball up at the basket. So that would give you a closer shot and give you a higher percentage of making that shot. If it's a business idea where people are saying it's terrible, maybe you're just advertising to the wrong people. Maybe the people that you're advertising to, they're saying, John, your business is too expensive. Your brand is too expensive. Can't nobody afford that? If that's the case, then you're not the person that I need to be working with. But if you're somebody else who I show that same price to and they say, oh, yeah, I like that. Let's do that. John, that's it? And I say, oh, yeah, let's make it happen. So shift your perspective today. It's not about you forcing something, or it's not about you trying to create something out of nothing or manifest something that never was there. It's just about, have you exhausted all potential possibilities? That's it. So the first thing I would just challenge you to do, take time and just think, like, what is your thing that you potentially could be forcing? Like, what is that? Like, is it trying to create a brand? Is it you trying to shoot video, but you don't have time, you don't have a camera? Like, what is that thing? You trying to sell a service that a lot of people are telling you nobody wants. You trying to sell water to a whale. I don't know. But whatever that looks like, I encourage you just to identify what that is. After you identify what it is, look at who's the audience. Is there even a market for that? And do you have the desire to truly sell that, to truly go all in, to truly exhaust yourself until you've tried all potential possibilities or options? That's right. That's right. And then lastly, family, stop making excuses and just make it happen. Like, really, I've realized that if you don't want to do something, you'll find every excuse not to. If my wife asks me to do something and I don't want to do it, I'll give her excuses, but she's the type of person that'll call me out and she'll say, no, that's not going to work. And then eventually I end up doing the thing that I didn't want to do in the first place. And then we had a conversation in the middle when I could have avoided all that just by sucking it up and just saying, you know what? I don't want to do this, but let me just make it happen so I can get back to recording my podcast or doing whatever I was doing in the first place. So suck it up and stop making these excuses, y'all. If you're not where you want to be in your life, look in the mirror, because it's your fault. I'm sorry. We all have options. I was talking with a guy this Sunday, and we're preparing to bring this to a close. This Sunday in San Antonio, a guy was like, man, I could have made all kinds of excuses. I lost both parents while I was a teenager. Then after that, he lost a son. And I'm sitting here, and I'm like, dang. And he was like, yeah, I could have told the people, you know, feel bad for me. I lost these parents. I lost this. I lost that. But he said, no, I wasn't going to give people that. I wasn't going to give myself an opportunity just to take it easy, because my life is worth so much more than that. My life is so much more valuable. So successors, please do yourself a favor. Don't force it, but exhaust all options. TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones reminding you, we got the new colors of the merch available, y'all. I have on this light olive green Speak Your Success shirt. It's officially on the website now, but that's not what I was reminding you about. But check out the website, jonathanjonespeaks.com/products. And then just see if you find something you like on there. We got hoodies, we got tees, everything that you need. But anyway, I want to encourage you all, if you have not caught the anti-Valentine's Day episode last week, my wife hopped on and she took over the podcast. She's going to be coming on every once in a while. So check that out. Leave some feedback in the YouTube comments, or even leave a review and let us know what you think. Let us know what you want to hear. And then she can unpack that topic, I can unpack that topic, or we can unpack it together. So that would be really encouraging. So let us know your feedback. Let us know your thoughts. And then also, you definitely want to catch this Friday's episode, because I'm breaking down how I started my t-shirt printing business. So if that's something you're interested in, please be sure to check out the episode this upcoming Friday. And you can thank Miss Lorraine. She's out there in Canada because she wrote us an email. She was like, hey, how do I start a t-shirt printing business? Like, where should I start? And I said, you know what, Lorraine, just because you asked, I'm just going to give you what I was taught. So, like I said, TEDx speaker, best-selling author Jonathan Jones, reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Stop making them excuses. Why would you want to live any other way?